Tonight, here on the Pageant Cast, we have Christine Kohler. She's Mrs. Midwest Galaxy 2020-2021. That's a lot of 20s. She is coming on the show right now on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, this is Lynn GoPro, Mrs. Ontario Globe Classic 2017, and you're watching Pageant Cast with your host, Tim Krishman.
I'm so glad that you could all join us tonight on the Pageant Cast. We're so glad to have you all a part of tonight's festivities, and it's going to be an awesome time because I get to work with one of my good friends here in pageantry. I'm dealing with my good friend, Christine Kohler, and she's in the green room. Let's go to the green room. Christine, how are you?
Tim, I'm so good. How are you?
It's fantastic to get to talk to you again. It has literally been years since the last time we got together. So fantastic to see you. And you are now Mrs. Midwest Galaxy this time around. So I've known you've been in pageants for quite some time. And now you are Galaxy once again. So we're going to get into that in a second. You know, first, I have to ask you just from the start, what are some of your pageantcedents? And pageantcedents I define as your past pageant experiences. So how did you get started in beauty pageants, Christy?
So my freshman year of college at Western Illinois University, I was on a dance team. And one of my fellow dance friends just said, hey, you should try out for Miss McComb. It was a local pageant down where our university was, and I used my talent, which was Irish dancing, and I had recently gone through a really terrible situation where my best friend was passed away. It was an abusive relationship.
Sorry to hear that.
She knew it was such a tough thing to cope with at the time, but I could use that as my platform while earning money for my undergrad, and I won, and there were 17 of us. It was my very first pageant. I was 18, and now I'm 37, so I'm doing this for a long time.
It certainly, you can't tell. You can't tell.
Thank you.
My goodness. Fantastic. So, Christine, after that, how did you get involved in Galaxy pageants? Because you've been flitting about Galaxy pageants for some time now.
I have. So, one of my very best friends, Nikki Kapke, who's now Nicolette Rockwell, who we met at MAO, we did an international, and she had gone on to Galaxy, and she's like, you know what, Chris, you got to do this one, and I was like, oh, okay, like, I trust your opinion. So she had been a Midwest representative, she went twice, and she said she had a wonderful time, Maria was a fantastic director, and so I signed up for the state pageant in Ottawa, which you were my MC in 2012,
yes,
and I won my first Mrs. pageant that day. And went on to Orlando to compete internationally, and I placed top five, and I tied for photogenic. And it was the most fun I've ever experienced at a pageant, and I've raved about it for years. Mm-hmm. And when my year was ending, Stephanie Pillar was my director, and she was sharing with me that she was going to step down, and I said, let me take over. I would love to run the state pageant. So I did that for 3 years after, and then I haven't stopped coming to watch friends and stepping down as a director. I became a mom, got remarried, and so a lot of life changes, all blessings. And so when I heard it was coming to Chicago, I said, oh gosh, I'm going to have to do it.
When the whole world conspires, you have to take part.
Well, and I told my husband, I said, it's funny. So my husband, Mike, and I, we met in college, and he was the first person who told me to do a pageant. He told me to do Miss McComb because he knew I had a single parent. I was paying for all of my college on my own. So when I looked at him, I'm like, Mike, I think I need to do a pageant. And he's like, well, Allison's been doing really well at them, and, you know, she's older now, so I'm like, yeah. And I thought, you know, what other timing in my life when my daughter's doing it and having a great time to have her see, you know, mommy do this too.
Right.
So it's been wonderful. It really has.
Now, who's more excited about you being Mrs. Midwest Galaxy, your husband or your daughter?
Oh, my daughter.
Take some time to think about it.
Oh, yeah. Not even a question. Poor Mike has, you know, two queens in the house. So
yeah,
he's got a lot of royalty, and he knows we're, you know, kind of high maintenance. But Allison was very excited. I asked her first. I was like, Allison, should mommy do a pageant? She's like, oh, yeah, mommy. Time to do a pageant.
She had no questions about that.
No.
Huh?
No. And she's here with me tonight. She's such a doll. And she's like, mommy, you look good. You know, let's look at your makeup. So.
Well, that's yeah. an obvious thing to say. You uh-huh. do look excellent tonight. And
well, thank you.
Very glad that you joined us for tonight's program. So
yes.
I have to ask you about, you have a very interesting job that you do. And this year it had to be exceedingly interesting, because you work in a venue where there are lots of people and lots of people. So I'll let you explain what it is that you do.
Yeah. So I'm an area director of business development for Simon Property Group, which is the largest real estate investment firm that owns about 200 malls. And my home is Woodfield Mall. I am the local gal for advertising, and we rely on a consumer to walk through our property. And the division that I'm in is in media and experiences. So when you walk through a mall and you see a vehicle or the digital board or a pop-up LOL fashion show in the property, you're like, how did that come about? That's my role. That's my salary. And I'm a complete generating revenue gal for the property. And it's been tough. So in March, I was furloughed for about 3.5 months.
Ouch.
And it's essentially, I'm in sales, right? I have a quota to hit monthly, right. annually, and it was tough to hit pause. And I'm a busy gal, you know, rise and grind is my motto. So to not do anything, to be home with my family, was an adjustment. But mm-hmm. just seeing it, like going back to work in July, I was so thankful. You know, I'm faith-based, so I'm Catholic. And I was like, you know what? God knows what I need. And maybe it's time to just hit pause, reevaluate where I'm at, what I'm doing right or wrong, and get back into it, you know, when the timing's right. So I was brought back pretty quickly, one of the first rounds within Simon. And I think it's just a testament to how hardworking I am. I'm top 10 in our organization, and I'm very proud of my property. So come to Woodfield Mall, see what we're building. There's a new Peppa Pig World of Play that's going to be opening in January, and you'll see me talk about it. I just shamelessly post because it's a great property.
I love following you guys on Instagram. It's always good content there. And it is interesting to me because malls have had to change so much. Haven't seen a copper penny in a mall for quite a while. Haven't seen Musicland. Doesn't seem to be there anymore. Things have changed over time. And it's interesting how it's continuing to find, not all malls are, but Woodfield is definitely one of the biggest in the Midwest, I would say.
They are based, so like prior to COVID, Woodfield Mall attracts 20 million annual shoppers, and Simon Property Group that owns it has 7 billion in liquidity. So they don't have to borrow money if we lose an anchor or whatever it may be. You just have to be constantly evolving.
Wow. And it is different because this year people have had to learn other ways to go shopping. You didn't have the Christmas season that you always heard about with people camping out overnight and stampeding the doors. Everybody's afraid of getting together and getting the cooties and all that good stuff. It's a serious situation. So it has to be very sobering to go into that environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I'm thankful to God that I have a job and that Woodfield is one of the rare few that are continuing to thrive. Other malls are going to close down, and it's only going to drive more people to the next retailer, right, or regional mall, rather. Right. Simon also has Gurney Mills, Pleasant Prairie up in Kenosha, like several, right? So there's three different types, outdoors, mills, and regional. So between the three of just kind of seeing where shoppers are trending to frequent the property more often, but Woodfield is a regional mall that relies on family. So it's, knock on wood, you know, people are still shopping. Santa Claus came, and it's we have to follow the occupancy based on our governor's rules, but the mall was very busy, and I like to tell that narrative.
You still got that great A&W right off the central hub?
No. They were one of our longest tenants that have been there, aside from Sears, you know, Sears and then McDonald's, but A&W,
Oh, that's a shame. That's what I always would make a beeline for, that A&W. There's something about that place. Yeah, it is a shame. You see, a lot of businesses are having a hard time. Well, in Sears, I mean, I grew up, you buy everything at Sears and Kmart, and both of them are disappearing from the U.S. Okay, well, let's, you know, as far as we're on the pandemic, let's finish up with pageants. How do you do a pageant during a pandemic? Have you heard from Galaxy? What are their plans? Are there any, I mean, obviously everybody's kind of hoping on the vaccines, but you can't depend on it. So have they got any plans in that regard?
They do. So I could speak to two experiences. For Galaxy One, Maria moved our pageant to the following summer. So it's August 4th through the 8th in Chicago. Okay. And that was very reassuring because just due to the flight restrictions for a lot of the international gals, they need to be able to be here. And without them, it's not the grand experience that Galaxy is known for. Mm-hmm. My daughter was the outgoing American Royal Beauties princess in June, July, and then she went into a next pageant right after. So for Ohio, she was able to have her pageant pass on the crown. They held their pageant. They just broke it up into different, you know, groups so that not everybody was in the ballroom at the same time. They did a fabulous job. They really did. And then the following pageant was American Elegance, and that was in a suburb of Chicago, too. And again, they split it. So the littles were one weekend, and then the adults were another weekend, different venue.
Okay. All right.
But you wear your mask backstage, rehearsal, and then when it's time to get on stage, you could remove it. Lots of hand sanitizer, lots of social distancing. So, again, I commend the directors of just being flexible because a lot of them have gone virtual, and it was even giving us hope to something to look forward to during all this. Because when sports and all of our activities are shut down, it's like, what do we have? Like pageants. We got pageants, thank God.
So I want to ask you about your platform, which is Fly, which is, he's pretty fly for a white guy. No, Fly, First Love Yourself. First Love Yourself. So where did Fly come from?
Well, lots of thought-provoking time spent on social media and Pinterest. I was scrolling through one day, trying to wrap my head around like all the things that I've learned and have done differently from the last time I've competed to where I'm at in my life right now. And what it came down to, I came across this post, and it said fly. F was first, L was love, and then the Y was yourself. And when I think about that and putting it to practice, that's taking care of myself first, whether that is taking time to have a vacation with, you know, friends and family, to get to the gym and to put myself first, because that's what makes me a great wife, mom. And so it's like emotional, it's physical, it's mental, it's all these things that really comes down to when you're a mom and a wife. You know, a lot of people come first before you. And now that my daughter is six, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm taking control of my life again. I need to do all these things that made me feel really good on the inside. And then once you start taking the time to implement being fly. The magic happens. It really does. So what I've heard is positive feedback from friends over the years. They're like, wow, like whatever you've been doing, Christine, like you just look so happy. And I can't fake that. I mean, I really can't. So it just comes down to doing what makes me feel loved each and every day.
Okay. Well, you have a happy face. That is true. I have not seen you do the pouting thing a whole heck of a lot.
I'm a very easygoing gal. Of course, like I have my bad days. I'm in sales, right?
Right. Like, you're not going to land to everybody that you want to in sales.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. a hard thing. I'm in the purchasing side of things, and I know I'm the one that says it very often, and mm-hmm. so I felt bad about it one time, but I got over it.
Yeah. I just figure I'm going to hear 10 no's before I hear my next yes, and that'll be my deal that I close. Moving on.
That's fantastic. All right, and we got that. Okay. My computer is attacking me. So I think it is time. It is time now for show and tell.
Oh.
So let's do this. Hold on. I have to write it on the blackboard. There we go. Show and tell. Tell us what you're going to show. See, it all comes together. All comes together.
You, first of all, I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, tough to be you. Yeah, okay.
One of my best friends and my daughter.
Bragging.
Right,
and her family. Bragging.
I have, my husband, Mike, proposed to me at Epcot. And Epcot is such a wonderful
place. Wait, you're kind of running over that. Where in Epcot did he propose?
Japan. So if you go to my Facebook profile.
Mm-hmm.
On my highlights, I have the photo of him on one knee. Allison's in the stroller. It was the week of Galaxy because I was directing.
Okay.
He proposed. And then we went back 2 years later. And mm-hmm. these are my ears from 2018.
Now, isn't that something?
Yeah. And I'm like, so these are really special. So I was telling Crystal, I'm like, we have to bring our mouse ears because we have themed outfits when, you know, pageant girls get dressed up for Disney. So.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Breaking news.
Wow. They also don't like masks because they cover up their face.
I do.
Do you?
Disney masks. It's all good.
Oh, okay.
Good. Or we have rhinestones on them, right?
Right, exactly.
So these ears are from 2018, and we were all at the pool. I remember Crystal was the outgoing BL queen, and we were sitting there, and so, like, lots of great memories that year. I was like, you need to go and do Galaxy. You need to do it, girl. And she's like, what do I do? Oh, my gosh. So Galaxy in Orlando and my family, I just have so many, like, wonderful moments. So this is my show and tell, my mouse ears.
That is fantastic. They look great. They
Thank
look
you.
Great.
Do you want me to wear them?
Now, what? No.
No?
I'm a dude that does a pageant website. I have to stay as manly as I possibly can.
And let me tell you one other thing really quickly.
Yeah.
I have to talk about my mom and my grandma real quick.
Okay.
I wouldn't be going to Disney unless it was for them. So they surprised my daughter and I with tickets, a little fun for Christmas, because my mom knew that we were getting out of town. So for 2 days at Disney.
Now,
so very, very excited. And I'm so lucky that I'm still the only granddaughter and my grandma's still buying me tickets to Disney, and I'm 37.
So tell me what type of Disney goer you are, because I know a lot of, and I'm a theme park nut. So I need to know, are you one of these plan every last minute types that wants to set up exactly when they're going on what show and when they're doing this and when they're doing that? Are you one of those, or are you one that says, I'm walking in the front door and whatever looks good, I'm getting in line and we're doing it?
So, Tim, I'm somewhere in the middle, and with COVID right now, that app on Disney where you can actually book up to three, like, attractions.
Yes.
It's not working right now. Like, they have just completely turned off.
I would die.
Yeah.
I would die.
You have to be going with the flow. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
I have somebody creeping in.
Oh, no.
Tiny.
Oh, no. Is it a little person?
Back up.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I just got my mom.
Yeah.
Mrs. Galaxy.
A lot of royalty in the room. Wow. Okay, so Allison, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes, talk into the phone. Yes, tell
me. My name's Allison.
Has Allison had a lot of candy?
Allison's had a lot of candy. Now, have you been a good girl? Did you get lots for Christmas?
Oh, sit up like a good girl. What do you say? Did you get? Yeah. I was just showing him our mouse ears. I'm
going to
show this.
Oh, wow. Where did you get that, Allison?
Oh.
Epcot.
Fantastic. You know what Epcot stands for? Every person comes out tired. That's right. It's true.
We were 10 hours yesterday. So.
It's true. Did you know that the castle in the Magic Kingdom, the castle in Magic Kingdom is 18 stories tall. Originally, it was going to be 19 stories, but that's another story.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's a good place.
I've taken many monorail trips.
Thanks, Joe. Say goodbye to
Sam.
Bye. It was nice that you joined us, Allison. Fantastic.
Okay.
Always so great to have young people on the program. And now I am seeing there are some folks in the chat room. Let's say hi to Kathy, Roxy, Lynn, and Jason. I know you know who Jason is. So, yeah, thanks for all tuning in tonight. Now, I wanted to ask you about the competition itself. Where is it being held this year and when?
So it's in Chicago, August 4th through the 8th. I'm not sure if it's going to be at the same venue that it was originally decided upon, but Maria will announce that to all of us.
Okay.
Chicago. So Chicago's really big for her to move it because it's been in Orlando, probably for 10 years at least.
Well, she's been doing a few things with that. That changes from time to time. So.
She has the three pageants. She's got BL, she has the junior, and then she has the older girls. So, yeah. Wow. And I don't know. Hopefully Illinois will be completely open and will be, knock on wood, ready to roll with it at that time.
Now, are they holding it in that hotel they had the last time? Or in different places.
No
Chicago.
Idea.
So it could be anywhere.
Well,
you know where I hear is a great venue?
On her Instagram, it's Chicago. But venue could be up in the air.
And I hear there's a great mall in Chicago. So, you know, right there in the middle mall.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Depending on where she's
in friend of Penny's.
Hotel. Yeah. We could all go shopping.
Wait, did
I? I don't know if I want to go to work during my week in a pageant. You know,
that's part of things. You gotta have the fun while you can. This system is moving slow. There we go.
You're doing a great job.
Hmm?
I said you're doing a great job.
I'm not. This darn computer is attacking me tonight. I think it is getting shocked by all your buddies that are jamming up
God.
The.
I'm breaking the internet.
You're breaking the internet. You and Joe Bob Briggs. You and Joe Bob Briggs. That's what's happening. breaking the internet, servers going down across the country, dogs and cats living together, just mass hysteria.
Yes.
But, and it, see, I can say that you're from the Chicago area, and I was quoting an SNL alum who cut his teeth in the Illinois area. In fact, where you live, that's where a lot of them went to school that went on to Second City.
Yeah, Second City, yep.
And I think John Cusack and Joan Cusack went to school out in that area, and John Hughes.
So many.
My absolute favorite screenwriter, John Hughes, grew up in that area. Yeah. You know John Hughes?
Well, I was just going to Google up.
Okay. You probably know some of the movies, like The Breakfast Club, Home Alone. Yes. And my absolute favorite is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is John Candy's greatest film. Also,
there's
Uncle Buck.
Chicago, right?
Yeah, there certainly is. There has been for a good long time. So, but you are a proud participant in that Chicago talent.
Yeah. Now, born and raised.
We talked about your talent, and I'm not sure we didn't do that on the air yet because we were chit-chatting before, and that's always the danger of chit-chatting before. You're always wondering, okay, did I get that on the air? Let's talk about your talent, because you're a very talented dancer.
Thank you. Yes. I am a fourth generation championship Irish dancer. I took from the Dennehy School on the south side of Chicago, which is where Michael Flatley claimed to fame, Riverdance, Lord of the Dance Guy, danced with my mom. But then he basically opened up Irish dancing to everybody and it became very cool. So I competed from the time I was four up until going away to college, and it was my talent, and I absolutely loved it. My daughter's in it now, and just an incredible piece of my heritage, because I am a mutt, but my great-grandma brought it over from Ireland, and when I was little, I had no choice. It was like, school came second, Irish dancing came first, so better be good at it.
School came second? That does not sound really.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We would be in the car driving to various feshes, which are like small regional competitions to qualify for state and nationals, just to continue. You have to win a certain amount of first place medals to work up into each category. And so we would take off on a Friday afternoon. I remember just being buried in books of spelling and social studies and science, and my mom, my gram, my stepdad, all in a van, like, all right, let's get done with the homework. You got a dance coming up.
So this competing thing, this isn't anything new for you.
You're
always been competing.
Yes. And truly in my day-to-day job, like I need to see the rankings. I tell my boss this all the time. I'm like, I need like contests more often, because that's what helps me thrive. So yeah, I have a lot of medals from Irish dancing, a lot of beautiful crystal, like at the larger competitions. And I've danced in Ireland, in Europe, at the Great Britains and the All-Irelands. And I've placed when we were Team USA, which was a phenomenal experience over in the UK. But you get like beautiful Balique and Waterford. And what is just amazing is that it's cultural. And each dance goes back to our early ancestors of a reel and a slip jig and a horn pipe and a treble reel. And if you're in choreographies, which are the group dances, they tell a story and they all go back to traditions and stories in Ireland. So it's very cool. And I could break it out at any time, but I'm not doing it tonight because I didn't bring my shoes.
Okay. That's the only reason. You're also in Orlando. I heard in Orlando they don't allow you to dance outside of Disney. That's a law that Universal's very upset about, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And
you know what's a fun fact is that where Galaxy, the pageant, has been hosted at the Caribe for several years.
Yes. Yes, I've been down there for that.
I had one of my Aroctuses, like our nationals were there. So when my mom came to watch me, she's like, we've been to this resort before. You danced here. And I was like, oh my gosh. So can't.
Why? You just. You didn't remember or what?
No, I was like 9, she said. So it's all a blur, you know. I would just take home a t-shirt, you know, kind of like the concerts. You're like, you were there. Don't you remember? I'm like, it was like every day dancing, like performing.
We need to unpack this. So you don't remember when you were 9? I'm a little concerned, Christine.
Well, you know, there's just a lot of competition. I don't always remember the venue. I'm not driving there.
You weren't driving at 9?
No. Like, I would have more of a memory if I was traveling on my own. Like, I could recall we were in Detroit, Philly, Ohio, lot, St. Louis.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't remember it was the same hotel. My mom did.
Okay, yeah. I do remember as a kid, it was like a hotel, and then we went somewhere, and then it was hotel. And I just thought hotel was neat because it wasn't home.
Right.
I remember that.
There was a pool.
Yeah. Okay.
There had to be a pool, right?
Oh, by the way, just this just in on the chat room.
Yeah.
Jason has offered to host Galaxy in Schaumburg. So that invitation is out there now.
You know, Jason works for the village of Schaumburg, which
so he can do this, though. That's what that tells me. This is legal. This is legally binding now. I am going to take a screenshot. There we go. It's all handled. Send that right over to Maria.
Well, I could plan a fantastic week full of appearances, truly, all in Schaumburg. Because one of the years I did Miss Illinois for America, we were hosted in Schaumburg.
I have noticed that you have quite a bit of these power lunches with ladies of influence in, I'll call it, northeastern Illinois. It seems like it's every couple of days I see you and Kaylee. I was kind of leaving it at that. It happens a lot on your feed.
So here, let me tell you about her real quick. So
okay.
I met Kylie through the Schaumburg Business Association.
Oh, I said it wrong. I'm sorry. Okay.
And, you know, through doing pageants, when I directed, she was my Ms. Illinois. And we became very close friends. And she was the one who told me about the job at Woodfield, because Woodfield was at the time on the board of directors for the Schaumburg Business Association. So I do a lot in that area. I'm on the Women in Business section within that chamber, and I'm also on the Displays Chamber as well. So you've just got to network in your community and be present, right?
Well, you obviously did that. And
yes.
I do remember her because I was emceeing that
yes,
year.
You did. You emceed.
So, yeah, I did remember. And I, one time I saw her on there, and of course I mispronounced her name, probably like how I emcee. I do
like
that
Kylie
all the time.
You know the singer?
Let me tell you, I can mispronounce any name. It is one of my core competencies.
It's okay.
My good friend Melanie, I have been butchering her last name for years. So when I MC, there's a lot of me writing notes over and over and putting accents on things and saying, now, how do you like this said? And, you know, rewriting their name in a totally different way. A lot of times they spell it in German, actually.
Wow. Well, that's why you are a talented MC. You were asked to come back.
No, it's because
when I was a director.
It's because I'm a worrywart, is what you mean to say. But that's
you
put it nicely.
I appreciate that, because I was a news anchor in college for many years. And if a name came across on the teleprompter, I was like, wait a minute. I got to write this down phonetically.
It's amazing. You know what? Since the chat room's going, if you guys have questions in the chat room, feel free to throw them in here and make them extremely difficult. I hear that's something that Christine has been sitting here kind of going, you know what I need is a super difficult question. And that's
you know,
why.
Speaking of her prepare me. It's like a mock interview for Galaxy, right?
It really is. And that's why I'm going to bring out the box of mystery.
Oh my
that's
God.
Right. This is a box. I literally use this when I'm judging. And, actually, I don't bring it everywhere I'm judgy because everywhere I go, I'm judgy. But when I'm judging pageants, I bring this box. And I have, people don't think it's real. I have 3x5 cards with all sorts of questions in here.
Yeah, this is like gold.
I know.
Is this your side hustle?
No, nobody gets these. Nobody gets these. Nobody, ever. They're not allowed to touch them.
Okay.
You do not touch the box of mystery.
I'm ready.
These are all so simple. This one's simple. You know what one I used to use when I was doing MAO?
What?
It's in here.
What?
Name your favorite dead president that is not named George or Abraham. Why you would want to meet them. It kills because everybody thinks of George Washington.
I was going to say JFK.
Yeah. And then one of them did tell me Hamilton, and I had to explain. Not a president.
Yeah, you're brutal.
I was such a jerk. It was awesome.
Interviews, really helped me in my career early on.
You know, when I used to mock, I don't know if I should tell this.
Oh, God.
When I used to mock interview, one of my goals sometimes was to see if I could get them to cry. The best part is, these questions that I use for pageants turns out also good for asking contractors why they should be the one constructing
the bid.
Project. Yes. Okay. Here's a great question because there's some historic stuff going on at Miss USA today. For those of you that are watching live, they just announced that Crystal Stewart is going to be the new Miss USA director. What that all means is going to be found out in the next couple of years. And this question right here says, how do you feel about the future of pageants?
I feel confident. I will tell you that. What I've seen is the evolving through the years of what pageant. Oh, thank you for zooming in on that. I appreciate that. But no, in all seriousness. Okay, so
people think I don't have questions. I got questions.
I love it. Okay, so as an 18-year-old doing MAO, right, you needed to be this very well-rounded. You had to have the whole package. You had to be book smarts. You had to be photogenic. You had to be talented, well-spoken. And then there was a point where I felt like it was just based upon looks. If I wasn't, and that's why I never did USA, to be quite honest. I'm 5'6". I'm a size 6. I'm never going to be a size 2 or 0. And I'm not 5'9". I'm going to cheat on my height. Maybe I'll, wear really big heels. But the piece of that was I thought it was unattainable, that I didn't look the part and fit this mold. So what I've seen is, especially in Galaxy, and that's why I came back, is the Mrs. Delegates look like real women, and they are so well-rounded and authentic and true to themselves, and they're workers. Tim, when I was Miss Illinois International, I did 100 appearances that year and worked my butt off alongside the Oakland Police Department promoting my platform, which was education for gang evasion, because I grew up on the south side of Chicago. And it was devastating to me when a title holder came through and did absolutely nothing prior to, you know, the national pageant. And then they win, and then they disappear. You don't see them doing anything. You're like, what was this girl's legacy, right? So what you see now is Crystal Cavey, my Mrs. Galaxy, and the work that she puts in each and every day. That's what excites me about doing a pageant, is that this is what the future holds. Women of substance, women of beauty, that are going to take a pageant that people think, oh, they're so dated, why do you do this? It's because it's fun, and you get to make a difference. And it's all up to you. What do you want to make of your year? You could sit at home on your couch and look fabulous with your crown, or you can get out there and be creative and find ways to actually give back. Last week, I donated blood for the first time.
I saw that.
I was actually terrified. I was so scared. I called my client up, and I was like, listen, I know this is the right thing. I need to do this. Every year they come to the mall, and I chicken out. And I'm like, I am Mrs. Midwest Galaxy. If I can't do this and encourage others to give blood at the most like trying times that we need this right now, then I'm not doing my job. So got to put fear aside, step out your comfort, you know, and do it.
Okay. So, now I'm going to dive into the question a little bit more specifically, because you know the pageant world. Okay. Of the divisions that are out there, and I'm going to not deal with younger people once. I'm going to say Miss. I'm going to say Ms., Mrs., and Classic.
Oh.
Which do you think are the fastest growing?
I see two. So Miss, it just in that age group, I think, are always the fastest growing, but it depends on the age when they cut off, because teens are looking for pageants, especially if they're like in high school, like, you know, getting out of eighth grade, and they have a talent, right? I think the scholarship piece for them to do an MAO prelim is incredibly valuable because they're free and it's paying for their education. So if you see that teen in that Miss division continue to thrive, that's where I see it's growing a lot. Mm-hmm. From the pageants that are nonprofit. The others, what I've seen is when they don't declare that you have to be married, maybe you're divorced or single, but it's that age category. I think that opens it up for women to just be comfortable where they're at in life, as long as the age division is fitting. Because it's not fun when you got a 29-year-old competing against a 60-year-old in the Miss division, right? Really.
And that happens. That happens a lot. That was always one of the things I liked about Beauties of America. Was the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And they said, you know, marital status, all that stuff off to the side. And a number of the directors of that pageant always told me it was kind of difficult getting women to wear their age, you know, on the sash. And
I think that's silly.
But that is real. I mean, there is a big contingency out there that doesn't want to do that. I personally have been noticing. I've been noticing for years the Miss division really starting to get some heat. The Mrs. division, I have to be honest. I think they're having trouble when they do have that age discrepancy thing going on too often. And I have seen people bail out of pageants because, oh, a 20-year-old just joined and all of that stuff that happens. You know, one time I talked to a pageant contestant and said, well, the Mrs. contingent, it should be mother. It should be that you have to have had been a mother, because the amount of work we put in is so much more.
Amen to that. So the first time I did Galaxy, I was 29, was not a mom at that time. My body was in completely different shape.
Right.
Do you know how hard it is to get your body to look like, or to get it to where you want it to look like, to be in a bikini?
Okay, first of all,
I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm going to be doing a swimsuit on Superman as a missus. I had a C-section. My body went through that. Hold on. I need to go on my soapbox real quick. Hopefully Maria's listening. I'm teasing. But it's hard, right? Like, and that's what I was telling my husband. I'm like, I've been preparing for this journey now for, it'll be 2 years.
Right.
Of getting to the gym, even if it's 15 minutes, because I'm not in my 20s. I can't just crash diet and work out for a month and be like, I look great. Let's hit it.
And the this time of year, it's so easy because there's no cookies.
Oh, any baking either. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. I noticed on Instagram. Now, that is one thing I really like about you. You're using Instagram for what it was supposed to be, which is a food channel. So I can see what people are eating. So many people are moving away from its core competency. It makes me sad. I need to see people's meals.
I love food, and it's my love language. I love making meals for those that I love, and it truly was like when I get out of work, I like to just make food and decompress and focus on the ingredients and dive into a recipe.
Christine, so, I'm going to prove to you that I love food more than you.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Proved.
Where?
Oh, you didn't see it? Oh, okay. No. I had the wrong thing on. This machine is attacking me. Here we go again.
I'm ready.
There you go.
Oh.
There. Gigantic. It's sad. It is so sad.
Food is loved. You are very loved.
That's the way I see it. Darn it. Is folks trying to put me on desserts? They got me on this new diet. What the heck is this thing called? It's called the, I know what it's called. It's called the I Hate Tim diet. And you eat for 8 hours a day, and then you have 16 hours that you have to not eat.
Oh,
and it's terrible. And the person that came up with it, I will find you. And it's going to be sad because I've seen a lot of horror movies and I know a lot of bad ways to kill people. And it's going to be protracted and there's going to be a lot of pain.
Well, when you come to Chicago to watch Galaxy, we'll have to plan out like an awesome meal where you and I can go.
I know already where it's going to be. It's going to be Geno's East.
Oh, I love Geno's.
I always go to Geno's East. I have some friends. There's a horror movie convention that I go to there, too. And they come from Pittsburgh. And they seem to think there's good pizza in Pittsburgh. And I cry for them on the inside. I said, no, we're going to take you someplace. And watching their eyes roll back, that was pretty awesome. Am I supposed to ask you about sharing your favorite Bob and Nancy stories here? Bob and Nancy Foot?
Oh, gosh, who asked that?
You know, it's Jason. Jason? Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Bob and Nancy Foot, if you don't know them, they're super famous. They directed the Miss McComb pageant for over 50 years. And in those 50 years, I won their pageant twice. My freshman year of college, I won. My junior, I got first runner-up, and my senior, I won it again. So my freshman year, we went out, and they just spoiled me and took me in as like their own daughter. We were out in Schaumburg for Super Saturday week, which was the preparation week before Miss Illinois. We did our shopping. We had my whole wardrobe picked out, and Nancy had a big sweet tooth. She actually made the most amazing desserts, which was terrible because she was my director and I wanted to eat everything she made. But anyways, I digress. So we went right around Midway Airport is where I grew up, Weber's Bakery. It's a fantastic bakery that all of my cakes were made growing up. And she was like, can we go inside? So Bob parks the van. Nancy actually like was in a wheelchair because she had lost from her knees down to diabetes. Okay. And so Bob would come around in the wheelchair, help Nancy out of the car. I'm getting out of the van and I was always a car sleeper. So I'm like, oh, are we there yet? I just had my beauty sleep, you know? And I closed the van door literally on her finger. And I'm like watching. And she's like, I'm like, whoa. And like, we open the door up really quick. She grabs her hand. Blood is pouring down her hand. We're in the parking lot at the bakery. Nancy, you know, tough as nails, is like, I'm good. We're going to the bakery. Give me some paper towels, Bob.
Rub some dirt on it.
He wraps her finger up. I am feeling like I should just go, like, leave. Like, I'm the worst queen ever. We go in the bakery. I'm so distracted by blood. Okay, this is why giving blood was so bad. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. Like, I'm watching this paper towel fill up with her blood. And she's just, oh, maybe we'll get this raspberry coffee cake. You know, Bob's just, you know, wheeling her around the aisle of it. And I'm like, we got to go. We got to go. This is like, this napkin is really bad. I'm like, going to throw up. So we go back. She gets in the van. The tip of her finger is in, like, the frame of the car. Bob grabs it, and I call my mom, and I'm like, we got to go to Christ Hospital. So we go to the emergency room. Nancy got the tip of her finger sewn back on, and she made me feel like the worst person ever. But she would poke fun at me forever. But here's the blessing in this. She had diabetes so bad, she didn't feel the pain. She had no feelings. You know?
Wow.
So when I gave up my title that year, I literally, like, because she poked fun at me so much for it, I was like, I will be a queen that you will never forget. I've scarred you for life. You know, and it was like a little poke, you know. Poke.
I didn't know that getting diabetes, you didn't feel things.
She lost circulation.
Oh, okay.
And she had some pretty bad infections in her feet, which she had prosthetics. So
Wow. She
would put on, like, she would attach it from her kneecap down. I'm grabbing my leg, like, you could see my knee and where I'm pointing to it. But, yeah, so
Wow. When
I'd go to her house, you know, she'd sit on her floor and kind of, you know, wiggle and move around. But she was such a tough chick, like, and just a heart.
I would say nobody's cutting pieces of me off without a lot of noise. Yikes.
Yeah.
I guess the real question is, why are you so mean?
God.
Since you started that story, I had that written down.
All the money that they raised and they paid for my college. And then for me to win it twice, I was like, you got me again.
Oh.
Watch your digits. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, they they probably took out more insurance. Let's be safe. You know, we have gone so far beyond the usual length of our shows, but there is something I like to do at the end of our programs. Okay.
Yes.
And you are a pro. I know you're going to do this pretty good.
Okay.
I believe in you. And
I believe you.
What? Yes, I know. What's not to believe? What we're going to do is we're going to see your best pageant wave, and I am going to critique it live, and let everybody know what you're doing wrong. So
you
did a lot of coaching, so you probably have some opinions on this. So before we see your wave, I want to hear what you don't like when you see in a wave. Because I can tell you a lot of them, but I'd like to hear yours.
Okay, so I like a natural wave.
Okay.
I don't like the choreographed, stiff, Queen of Elizabeth, type of wave.
Yeah. The wrist-to-wrist, elbow-elbow?
That's not even it. Elbow-elbow, wrist-to-wrist is not what she does.
Yeah.
She does, like, a very stiff. But anyways, you know, just being fresh at Disney and watching the Netflix behind the scenes. I'm sorry, not Netflix, Disney Plus, where they dressed up Disney for the holidays.
Right.
They actually did a little how-to wave like a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm.
So that wave is washing the windows, like over here and over here. But that's not my wave. I've been in a lot of homecoming parades.
Okay, well, we're gonna get the cam on you.
It's left to right. It's making great eye contact. With
okay,
people,
that's right? that's called the wiggle, the one that you're doing right now. that is called the wiggle. That is not the squisher. And that is not the windshield wiper. That is the wiggle.
And what's this one?
That way, apparently, that right there means I should be calling Medic Alert immediately that you're having a stroke. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing.
I don't do that. I was just copying off of what Princess Aurora did yesterday.
Princess Aurora. Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, fine. She don't know what she's doing. You know which one I hate? I'll tell you the one I hate. It's called the Squisher. It's this one. When I see that in the back, I'm like, what? Does everybody have a zoom lens that they can see your hands going back and forth? Did somebody take one of those exercise balls out of your hand? What's going on over there?
Oh, yeah, to help build up your forearm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? It's very upsetting.
What's your wave?
My wave?
Yeah.
This boy don't wave. No. Oh. I just leave.
What if I saw you, and I'm in the parade, and I'm like, Tim!
All right, and this is, okay, are you ready? I call it the no hands wave. Are you ready? Here it comes.
Yeah.
That's the wave.
That's lame.
I give people that. I give them a... I noticed this, though, for years, because I work downtown Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and honest to God, somebody will be way across the way. I don't do this stuff. I, like, they're going to see that. It's so ridiculous. Mm. But I don't need to.
There is a thing, though,
Christy. The reason I can get away with it is my voice is incredibly loud. And it can go approximately the same length as a humpback whale's voice. It goes about that distance. So... it really isn't a concern. I just yell really loud.
Got it.
Yeah, cool. I'm a good little chaperone. I used to take kids to Great America and stuff. I was good at yelling at them. It was good times. Yeah, good at it. All right, so, Christine, I'm going to have you look into that camera in front of you. And I'm going to give you 30 seconds to tell people whatever you want to say. 30 seconds, go.
All right. Everyone, I want to wish you the very best, many blessings in the new year to come. I'm Christine Kohler, Mrs. Midwest Galaxy. I hope you follow my journey leading to the Mrs. Galaxy crown. And thanks for watching.
Excellent, excellent. Nowhere near 30 seconds, but okay.
You know what?
There will be critiques. Get her in. Get her in.
Don't give us that much time. I do have the gift to gab.
Really? Because we're in 1 hour. We have been going for 1 hour now, which I think is roughly twice the length of our usual show. But I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. It's been a long time. Fantastic getting to talk to you again. Really loved it. And would you join me at the end and say those lovely words that are between us? Right. Lovely word. Right. I go like that. There we go. These words right here, Tierra Dreams.
Yes.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1. Tierra Dreams, everybody. Did you like that? I actually waved. You should be happy about that. I never do it. It's amazing. I can't believe it. I'm shocked.
You just had the urge.
You know, I think you brought it out of me. I think that's what happened. Good night, everyone.